Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, mit Sechte Shvias, Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin. So we've already learned that Perik Shvias has to be eaten, it cannot be destroyed. You can't do anything that could lead to Perik Shvias being destroyed. For example, says our Mishnah, Ein Levashlin, Yorek Shal Shvias, B'Shem and Shal Truma. You can't cook vegetables of Shemitah in Truma oil. What's the problem? Our concern is, Shelo Yivienu, the day Pso, you're going to wind up losing the Shvias vegetables. How? Let's say these vegetables come into contact with Tumah. Because there's oil of Truma in it, the din is, Tamedika Truma has to be burnt. You're going to have to burn the vegetables with the oil. So I don't want you to cook vegetables of Shvias in Truma oil to start with, because it may happen that because of this, you're going to have to burn it. I don't want you to do anything that's going to cause the Perish Shvias not to be eaten. Rishima says, you could cook the Shvias vegetables in the oil of Truma. You don't have to worry about this. Now, Rav Shimon says 100% you're not allowed to be mafsid Perish Shvias. And if it would happen, you would have to burn it. But Rav Shimon is just saying, I don't have to worry that it's going to happen. The Bat Tanura says that this is consistent with the sheet of Rav Shimon in regard to karbonis. For example, suppose I have a carbon, like a carbon tide that's eaten for that day and that night. And I also have a carbon shlamim that's eaten for the day you shechted, that night, and then the whole next day. You have another 12 hours with the carbon shlamim that you don't have by the carbon tide. What's going to happen is, if the day and the night pass, I can't eat it anymore. It becomes nicer. So why should I take a chance and mix in the carbon shlamim together with the carbon tide when I may lose the carbon shlamim because of this? It's going to have to be burnt. So Reb Shimon holds, I don't worry about that. I hope you'll be able to eat everything up before the deadline of the first carbon. So here too, Reb Shimon says, you're right, it could happen, but we're not stopping you from cooking the Shemitah vegetable in the Trumor. Zakta Mishnevayt. We go on to something else now. The rule is, V'achroin achroin nispas bashvias. The last thing that you're buying, that's where the Kiddush of Shemitah settles on. All right, let me tell you what happened over here. I have Perish Shemitah. I switch it for meat. Whether I was allowed to or not, we're not getting into whether I was allowed to or not, but Lemaisa, that's what I did. I switched it for meat. That meat gets the Kiddush of Shemitah. I'll destroy the meat, can't do business with it, and so on. If I decide, nah, I don't want meat for supper, I change the meat for fish. The Kiddusha pops off the basar, and it goes on to the fish. Then I decided, nah, I don't need fish, I need oil. I change the fish for the oil. The Kiddusha Shemitah goes off the fish, onto the oil. The last thing always gets the Kiddusha. Ah, so it all started when I took my Perish Shemitah and I switched it for Basar. So the Kedusha popped off the Peri and went to the Basar. Wrong. I never said that. When this whole thing first started, I never said the Kedusha went off the Peri and went on to the Basar. I told you that if he switches his Perish Shemitah for Basar, the Kedusha goes on to the Basar. And then I told you if he switches the Basar for fish, the Kedusha pops off the Basar and goes on to the fish. And then I told you if he switches the fish for oil, the Kiddush of Shemitah goes off the fish onto the oil. At each step of the way, I told you the Kiddush goes off and goes on to the next thing, but not by the first step. That's because originally, when I have Peiros Shemitah, the original Peiri of Shemitah does not lose its Kiddush, even when you switch it for something else. So by step number one, when I switched my Shemitah Peiri, the Peiri that grew on Shemitah, when I switched it for Basar, the Basar got the Kiddush of Shemitah, but it never left the first Peri. That only happens afterwards, when you switch the Basar for the Dagim and the Dagim for the Shemen, that it goes off and onto the last thing. Now let's see the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, when you keep on switching, so the Achrein Achrein Nispas Bashvias, the last thing gets the Shemitah. But Vapri Atzmai, the very first Peri, Usser, that stays Usser. The Peri that grew with Kiddush of Shvias, that never goes out L'chulam. Even if I switched it for money or for a Michael of Chulin, it'll give Kiddushas Shemitah to what I switched it for. But the original Peri doesn't lose its Kiddush. This is learned from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki yoivel hi kodesh tielachem. So we compare the Peiros of Shemitah and Yoivel to Hegdish. Now, when you redeem Hegdish, the Kedusha goes off the Hegdish onto what you redeemed it for. So when you switch the basar for the dagim, the Kedusha goes off the basar onto the dagim. When you switch the dagim for the shemen, the Kedusha goes off the dagim onto the shemen. But that's only from the basar and on. In regard to the original peri, we darsh in the pasuk kodesh tia lechem. And Chazal learned from there, b'havi yosoi tehe. That peri will always keep its Kedusha. It gives Kedusha, but it can't lose Kedusha. Okay, so in our Mishnah, let's chazar over. Peri Ches Mishnah Zayin, we started out by learning that a person should not cook Shemitah vegetables with Truma oil, because if the Truma oil becomes Tamei, the whole vegetable will have to be burnt, because Truma Tamei has to be burnt. Reb Shimon says you could take the chance. Reb Shimon agrees that if that happens, you're going to have to burn it. You're going to have to burn the vegetables, and L'chadchila, we want to make sure the vegetables of Shemitah are eaten, but you could take the chance and cook it in the Truma oil, and we hope that it won't become Tamei. Then the Mishnah told us as follows. If I take Peri Shemitah and I exchange it for Basar, the Kedusha stays on the Peri, but the Basar gets Kedusha of Shemitah. You have to apply the Lachas of Shemitah to it. If I change the Basar for fish, it goes off the Basar onto the fish. If I change the fish for oil, it goes off the fish onto the oil. And this can go on and on. That's the Achrein Achrein Nispas Bashvias. The Kedusha Shemitah goes on to the last thing. Along the way, each one loses the Kedusha Shemitah as it gives it to the next step, with the exception of the original Peri. When I take the Peri, the Gru, during a Shemitah, and exchange it for Basar, even though the Basar gets the Kedusha, but the original Peri does not lose the Kedusha.